بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A sinner of the time had spotted with Isa alayhi salam, overwhelmed the great person, and I am so fortunate to see him. So he made dua, O Allah Ta'ala, join me up with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The one that was accompanying Isa alayhi salam, he made dua, that person, let him never be my companion. So Allah, both du'as have been answered. He'll become a companion of Isa alayhi salam, and you will never accompany him. So no matter what heights of piety one has reached, whether piety, whether knowledge, whether any type of excellence, competence, but he's not supposed to be thinking anything of himself. And Allah Ta'ala blesses, and he blesses him with the right understanding, then he will say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadil mu'minin. It is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that he's blessed me over the rest. If it were not for his blessing, then I would have been the rest, I would have been the worst. So the good that you see is not yourself. The good that people talk about is not you. The good they talk about is that veneer of honor that Allah Ta'ala has shrouded you with a veneer of honor. So that's what they are praising, not you. Just remove that veneer and see what you are. Just for a second, just let it go. See what happens. The vilest of works, thoughts, behavior, evil, everything. Unspeakable things that you can get yourself involved. So when this understanding goes deep into the heart, then madi or zam, dono barabar hote hai, then the one that praises you or disgraces you, in your sight, both are the same. Because you're seeing the hand above, and you're seeing yourself, what your essence and reality is, and you're seeing the one that is above, you see him as well. That is why I explained some days back in the Chishti, the old style that they used to discipline. They won't just put into zikr and muraqabah, etc. They won't put you straight. They will first put you into an islahi program. So according to the individual circumstance, etc., they will try and discipline you first. And strangely, some of these more popular boarding houses, then when you enter the boarding, then they first put you into a disciplinary program. I was just curious to find out other countries, do they have this type of systems? So they're showing about Japan, etc. And the level of discipline is very high. So I was curious to know, alright, what do they do? So as you take admission with them, then first month or 6 months, clean the toilet, sweep, wash, the meanest of works, they make you do it. And gradually, they give you some recognition. But now, in the 6 months of training, then You will learn respect, you will learn your seniors, you will learn contemporaries, and you will learn to behave. But if this put you into the grades one shot, without learning behavior, without learning discipline, every now and then you will go and discipline the class. By class, peace, quiet, discipline yourself, have some consideration, have some good behavior, have some manners. You talk for a week or 2 weeks, again you'll say the same thing. Third week, again the same thing. Keep repeating the same sabak all the time. One student that was with us from Cape Town, he was with us in Myaswana. So he's explaining that when he was doing his Myaswana with us, so Abu Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was particular on Tajweed as well, Tajweed, and how you apply yourself on the Tajweed rules. So he says, you know, I was reciting the 20th Sipara, Amri Mujibul Muttarra. And I didn't make the Hunna. I didn't make the Hunna. Jump. Go. And my turn only came after about half an hour. So then he tells me, you think I'll ever forget the mistake? And then he's telling me, student, keep on, he's telling me, keep on, they talk a little bit free, you see. So he says, if Hafiz Sahib had only taught me this way, I wouldn't have taken it so serious. But I had to struggle there, wait in the queue, and he only called me half an hour later. It would seem that at that time, what a big loss I've incurred. But afterwards, you know, aftermath, and with the passage of time, then I understood it was a lifelong lesson. So this discipline. So a man's value is proportionate to his discipline, code, ethics, discipline. He's got that, and his value. It's not a thing to be quoted, but in this Qatar games they have now, right? So they're giving comments of different nations that came to view the sports, right? People from South Africa, England, whatever. So different countries came to view. But they say that from all the spectators, the Japanese, they were most spectacular, most distinct. So I asked why. He says that they gave different areas for different countries. You will view from this spot here, you will view from that spot, and you will view from that spot. And the area that was given to the Japanese to view, says, it was spotless, like they had come in. So they had already planned that they would take bin bags and go through. So after the games, you know, someone will drop the chips, some cold drink, some water, something would be dropped. But these people said, no, the area that we used must be spotless. So this level of ethics, level of conduct, mannerism, if you learn it, it's so simple, life becomes so enjoyable. And in this ethics and mannerisms, the secret in it is that try and be the better person. Right. Sometimes we will talk about very advanced things, and the basic things are left. Now, I say try and be the better person. Simple rule. Right? You came to the toilet, right? So you be the better person. So see that it's in a better state than you had come in. Came in the toilet, right? Maybe it was not so clean, alright to us, but not so clean. But you left the toilet better than you visited it. Right? So the next person coming in, then what he thinks about you? He says, oh, this person has got some values in him. The same will apply now. in any public utility. It's a public utility, but it's public. When it's your home, then it's got some manners and it's got some ethics, right? And when it's a public utility, then the public utility is different and a private thing is different. Private thing also you look after, but you are more considered in a public thing. Are you traveling by plane, right? It's a public utility. You paid to travel and other passengers also paid. They may be Muslims, they may be non-Muslims, but all paid to travel. Now if you are using the toilet, then understand, if you're using it for wuzu and the water has spurt over, then have the courtesy to take some tissues, dry the place, make it crisp like you had visited. Otherwise, people say, what Islam teaches? Place is full of muddle of water. And you think, I'm doing namaz, the best thing because of namaz is this plane is traveling here. So you realize, like you paid to travel, then others also paid. You have a right, then they have a right as well. Number one. Number two is, that it's in a public utility, then you don't go and take 10 minutes to make miswak inside the toilet. Right? You make wuzu, you make miswak. So all that you do before you get in. Now you taking 10 minutes to make miswak. Right? And then there's a long queue that's waiting. So there's a second thing that you need to be careful about. The third thing you need to be careful about is, alright, in any entity, there's going to be a busy time and there's going to be a slack time. So sometimes a student comes a little bit with a delay for Fajr Namaz. But then they tell you, no, I need to have a bath, alright? So when you discovered that you needed to have a bath, or maybe at about 3 o'clock, I say, see, if you could have had a bath at that time, right, then it would have been so much more easier for you and for the rest of the people that will use the toilet or the bath. Because 3 o'clock, there's no crowd, no rush, right? You have your bath and you rest in. Now you came in at peak time, right? When it's peak time, you want to use the toilet. There's 20 others that are going to use the toilet or bath. Now, aren't you going to be disturbing yourself or others? And as a result, then your namaz also gets delayed. But if you just thought a little bit, then you want to leave for the 11th hour, that this is what's going to be the result. Then you've caused problem for yourself, and you've caused problem for the next person. See? So Islam was considerate about these things. Very considerate about it. Similarly, again, you talk about a toilet, right? Then, even if it is your home or public, more public, but even if it's your home, then you don't read a magazine or smoke a cigarette there. Well, say you say it's your own home, so what's wrong if I smoke a cigarette? See, woman's nature is different, right? The woman's nature is she wants to be accommodating. The hubby is happy, it's all right. Now, if I want to pull up my face for every small thing, then what he'll think of? So, she may not say anything, but doesn't she feel inconvenienced? One student came here, I think it was the first year or second year, and he was married. So, I asked him, you smoke? He said, yeah, I do smoke. Say for example, if your wife smokes, and there's going to be some intimacy, right? Lips and all that, right? So, when you're at that point, and you get that whole puff of cigarette coming to your mouth, the whole ashtray, how do you feel at that time? So, like you want her to be considerate, then you need to be considerate as well. And marriage is not a one-way traffic. You be considerate, then she must be considered, she'll be considered as well. Now, oh, such a dirty mouth, smelling, stinking, she can't go on. But when you have the same thing, then you don't think of the dirty mouth. See this communal living and the considerations that you need to make. There's a little bit of thinking and understanding, and you'll get it right. Swami Sabarhamsai was about 82. That was the year approximately that he passed away. And now, at that time, he was getting bouts of dizziness. Now, in India, till the time we were there, now maybe it's changed now. So they didn't have these communal lines for water, municipal lines. So they're going to the toilet, so there'll be one place where there's water in a container, you take the water, and then you go and relieve yourself in the toilet. So he took the water, he went to the toilet, cleaned himself, everything. Now, as he's returning to his bed, he had a bout of dizziness and he fell. Right. He gained consciousness, somehow he managed to come to the bed. Now that he's on the bed, then he said, "Hey, you know, I fell, so the jug was with me. So now, if the family gets up, she's looking for the jug, she will be uneasy looking for the jug." So in all that sickness, ailment, weakness, dizziness, he got up, to the jug, and replaced it. Put it back into the place. See that consideration. When you're living with people, it's a common thing. Then the consideration that we need to make. That is why the hadith said, Naha anil qiran. What is qiran? Qiran, one place used for Hajj, right? But is naha anil qiran means taking something, taking two at a time. Like, say for example, you went as a guest, right? And they left a tray of goodies for you. Sweets, chocolates, whatever, right? So sometimes it's a small thing, and it is expected that the person will take more than one. Right? Like for example, they left chevro. So you can't take one. Chevro, it's meant to take a little bit more. One spoon or something will take. But now, say for example, you went to a house, right? And they serve you with Ferreros, right? The chocolate, right? And you said, "Hey, let me take." You took five one time. Is that the right thing? It's the right thing. Because there may be other guests as well. And now you took all the five. So, what are they going to do? How are they going to have themselves? I can remember when I came from India. Chhotamata was quite friendly with my father. And his family, Bari's family, was quite friendly with my mother. Very good understanding there. But he would come for the supervision, I think, on a Thursday. He used to come here for the supervision. So Chhotamata's famous question in the Maktab would be, "How many rakati janazamas?" 3 rakati. Chinese shocked us. "How many rakati?" So if he came to the house, right, sometimes one or two children also will come, and they will come. So on that day, sometimes there's chops, because it's Thursday, it's like a standard routine, chops. But now, the routine in the house is they'll have a special dish, and they'll have a simple dish. So if there's chops, then it'll be dal, like masoor or something. So one will complement the other. But I would think to myself now, sometimes they're taking just a small piece of chop and he's loading the plate in the masoor. And his children also know the thing with a simple one, and this is just to taste. But you see the consideration. Now you saw there was a plate of chops, right? And there's five guests there. So there's, say 12 chops there. And you loaded your plate with 3.5 chops. So are you being considerate to the others? A little bit of concern. Chhotamata has passed away, I think, about 10 years now, isn't it? But that memory still stuck in my mind see the consideration. Though he is not an alim, but look at the consideration. So Chirauda used to take the students bus by bus. So on one occasion, I wasn't there, but one student that was on the bus, he's telling now. So they're going to Myasam, but in that old road. So they stop somewhere for refueling, right? So he overseen that there's a white man and the students are around him. So he became curious, now what happened? This is about 1970s, right? So they discovered that the man was broken and he needed some cash. So he was selling his watch, right? So the students saw now he's broken and he's desperate for money. So they began to bargain now. The watch which have gone for about, say, that time now, 70s, the watch would have been going at about, say, 50 rand. And they brought him down right to about 10 rand. Others said, no, no, don't do this. Anybody, but you don't do this. Don't take advantage of the person. So he saw that watch is about, it was brand new, it was 50 rand. So it was used maybe 40, 45 rand. So again, 50 rand, go. See a consideration. Now, won't we be a happy community? Won't we be a joyous community with love, understanding, a little bit of understanding? Now, when our brains work in reverse, hey, you know what? We squeeze the person, man. See, he was going for 50 bucks. He got it for five rands. He got him right. See how we think? We think in reverse. We're not thinking correctly that what effect will have on that person that was broken at that time. He was, right, was going through some hard patch and he needed some money. So he would have sold it for any price. Now we took advantage over that person. Was that the right thing to do? Bayul Muttar, is that the right thing? But if these values of Islam, Islamic values, if they are coming out in the open, we're seeing them, then what a difference it makes to us, to other people, to the community, to the friends. What a difference it makes. I know when we came to live here in Swingle, so there was one Obi Chacha, used to be living in the flat. You know Mawla Abdul Qadir Hussain? Huh? Yeah, yeah. What AK, Abdul Qadir? So he says his father-in-law, Obi Chacha. So there were like about in the top masjid there were three like pillars always there in the masjid. So it was a good sight. Any time you go and you see all these three, four old men in Quran Sharif. One was this Obi Chacha, one is next door, Dhuma Chacha, one is Ahmad Bhai's father. And one was Desai Chacha, and he passed away now, just about 2 years ago. All, at any given time, you're there, and the masjid, there is some abadi, huh? There is some, you're seeing the function of the masjid. The masjid is good, when it's functional, either functioning, then the function you see now is good. So the masjid also has got some etiquettes, right? But coming back to this Obi Chacha, right? Showing the consideration. So he was a man who was old, right? An old man provided his thinking is right, you can learn a lot from him. Don't just look at his old age, but he's got experience, and he knows the problems. He knows problems he's been through life. So I remember at that time, there used to be a lot of dawat, right? Dawat here today, tomorrow that side, everywhere there's invites. So he would say, see, because Springer was like a new growing community, and they wanted to bond, so one way to bond was to give an invite. So we got an invite today, he's got an invite tomorrow, and he's carrying on. So he said, after about a week or something, he said, see, once you've eaten, then send the used utensils straight away. Send the used utensils straight away. Clean the place up and send it straight away. And then he said, see, the woman will be left in limbo if you didn't send the utensils back. Because they're waiting for you all to finish. When you finish, then only they'll wash, and then they'll go rest. But now, if you've eaten already, and you send the utensils straight away, right? So whatever they need to do, wash up, clean up, all they've done it, they can be at ease, and you can carry on talking. Because in a dawat, if the eating takes place about 3/4 hour, then the talking takes about 2 hours. So they're waiting now for you to finish. When you're going to finish, then only they'll clean up. But is that considered? Are you being considerate? Ask yourself, are you being considerate? See? So in every aspect, every dimension, Islam has looked at it. See, are you considerate? Like, you know, in those days, it used to be more sand. Even the masjid used to be sand. Sand or pebbles, right? So if someone, in any public place now, you need to spit, right? So if you spit also, then the hadith is teaching you, then cover it up straight away. Because it's a sandy area or a stony area, and you just left it there. Is that a good sign? But you covered it up now, so there's no sign of the dirt and filth. See the consideration Islam has shown. Every situation and what consideration you're supposed to be showing. Whether it is the eating, whether it is the toilet, whether it is utility, any utility that's meant for the public to use. Any amenity or utility is meant for everybody to use, then how considerate you're supposed to be. When our forefathers came first to Abdinto, right? So if like someone, some woman got married and came into the family, so they will guide her. So one of the guidance they gave my nani, was it? She's coming new, that they gave her. One of those things was. But now, the woman is in charge of washing, right? I gave her the washing. Now she's almost finished the washing, then don't give your used clothes now to the person. See? Now she did her cleaning, all the washing, all that, and she's almost finished trying everything. Now you're giving your clothing, then isn't that a double work? Even if it's a worker, it doesn't mean now you take advantage and exploit that worker. Consideration even to that level, even to that worker, be considerate. Now, alright, she's going to start her duty at about 7 o'clock. So, around that time you gave it to her, it's easy to take a load. One stroke she can do everything, cover it up. But now, she's about finishing and you give her. Is that the right thing? See, consideration from which, from what level? At every level, considerate, everywhere. Here, in the madrasa, so I have to tell the boys, you know, you don't blame them. Sometimes they don't think about it, or maybe they're living in small homes, right? It's got one child or two children, living in two separate rooms. Right? Now you've got, in the madrasa, you've got 8 or 10 children sharing one room. Right? So when you're sharing that room now, then the consideration. What considerations do you have? Miqdad radiallahu anhu, he says, Muslim Sharif riwayat. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi is receiving delegations. You are coming to Islam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. People are coming in, sometimes 10 people, 15 people. And Rasulullah would take a certain amount. Right? 10 or 8. Other big groups are coming in. And other Sahaba Ikram also would volunteer here to take. Right? So as Miqdad Riyam says, now, as we came in, then the consideration we saw. So Rasulullah tell us, see, no, don't wait for me, you all continue with your eating. Because after Isha, he needed to attend to Mashwaras. He has got problems, you discuss with Abu Bakr, what's to be done, how it's to be done, there's a problem here, there's something that we need to attend to here. How do we do this? So that takes time. Now, if you're going to subject it to the returning, then it's going to upset their program, their sleeping, their getting up in the morning, all that will be disrupted. So, whatever is there, you'll enjoy yourself. And then there used to be a goat there, and you'll milk the animal, enjoy that thing also. Just leave for me something and carry on. See now, consideration. So, as Migdat is, that if there's a person that's awake, that salam will be audible. But if the person is asleep, that his sleep is not disturbed. Person that is awake, he will hear the salam. And person that is asleep, then he is not disturbed at all. See a consideration. First step, we just entered, and what consideration? Now, assalamu alaikum, through all the lights. Now, we need to understand that some people are very heavy sleepers, and some people are very light sleepers. Now, I know, when I was taking students around India, right? Some students are so heavy, you put a glass of water, nothing happens. You actually carry them from one spot to the next spot. But it doesn't disturb the sleep. It's so heavy in the sleep. And some persons are such, the slightest noise disturbs them. Right. You switched on the light, or you just spoke a little bit above your voice, that person's sleep is disturbed. And then many people, it takes them time to sleep back again. So there was a problem at about 11 o'clock. So I told Mona, see, your sleeping time is 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Then don't ever take any calls. Because Mona got pressure problems, right? So don't take it, because now you're going to take that call, then you can't get back to sleep. Take another 2-3 hours to get to sleep. But then it's already further time. So at night now you don't feel comfortable. So he took one call at about 11 o'clock. I said, Mona, tell me the truth. From 11 o'clock, how long it took you to get back to sleep? He said, about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. See that? So some people are very light. And then for them to get back the sleep, it's going to take time. And then the next day's work gets affected. We are human. We are not superhuman. We are ordinary human beings. And everything affects us. So that consideration. So the one that is asleep, he is not disturbed. The one that is awake, he hears the salam. See the consideration. Rasulullah s.a.w. So Migdat Rian says, you know, then on that one day, we milked that goat and we drank, right? And that milk was so enjoyable. So I'm thinking now, we've got a little bit more, let me serve some. Let me drink this, just a little bit more. Biki, before I knew it, it was almost finished now. Now he says, hey, now Nabi Sahib is going to come, and I had it now. What is he going to do to me? What badwa he'll make? He may just curse me. What's going to happen to me? Now I'm tossing around. I'm wondering what's going to happen. So Nabi Sahib's habit was, he'll come home and offer some rakats, right? And then he reached for the milk as to find nothing there. So perhaps he engaged in namaz, and the dua he made, Allahumma isqi man saqani, at'im man at'amani. So Migdat said, now I understood now that what is the meaning of this dua. So he went straight for the goat and he milked it. And Qudrat of Allah, that thing just gave milk. We just milked it just now and we all were satisfied. And then the Bishan drank, or he offered me. Then I couldn't hold my laugh. Okay, what I did, and what he turned around. You see the personality of the Bishan. The personality of the Bishan. Remember, the whole day he worked, and nothing there now. And the Mehman, they were not considerate, and they just drank the thing. And how you'd feel. But now, look at his mannerism. Not really considerate, but to see that the next person is more comfortable than yourself. To see So the next person is more comfortable to yourself. All right, one day, 2 days, idhar udhar ho gaya, there was something that you were not comfortable, it's all right. But you didn't make the next person uncomfortable. You tried your best to make the person comfortable. If for example, at night Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to leave the house, sometimes we find the hadith that he left for some work, sometimes going to the Qabristan, some work. But then Aisha would say, he would come, istayqaza ruwaydan, wa fataha al-baba ruwaydan, wa kharaja ruwaydan. Very gently, my sleep is not disturbed in the least, I have to go. So you see all these are etiquettes, are you living communal, 5, 8, 10 boys are sharing one room. Are you getting up, how do you get up? Coming to the room, how you come in? If you need to switch on the light, what should you be doing? So, I ask you, won't that be like a bed of roses? All of us think, alright, this is a sunnah. And how we go about doing it. So, in all these things here, and then the sunnah, right? Sometimes how we speak. So, it's a junior, you speak to him in a different way. It's an elder, you speak to him in a different way. So, one person is a hafiz, and he did something incorrect. He did something incorrect in the masjid. So, one person shouted him, yeah, you think you're a hafiz, you're too big, so you can take advantage of the masjid. So, usne masjid mein aane ko chori diya. He left coming to the masjid. But the Imam Tamim Sahib Rahmatullah says that person also is wrong who left coming to the masjid. And this person here who corrected him in this manner, he's also wrong. See, there was a way, you need to correct the person, but how do you correct the person? Correction doesn't mean you break the person that he doesn't want to come to the masjid. So how do you correct? How you correct and how do you correct? But in this whole correcting program, we again, the first law that I said, be the better person. Be the better person. We will use the right approach. We will use the correct approach. We will use a gentle, beautiful, good approach. But if someone else spoke to us in an impolite, in an aggressive manner, then don't pay too much of attention to it. But you make sure that you are the better person. In all this, what does it take to be the better person? In communal living, in a partnership, in a home, in a domestic life, in a marital life, whatever, what does it take to be the better person? How does it work? What must I do? So long as it's within the Shari'i parameters. Well, before when this istima used to take place, then they used to have different bayans, like some have a bayan for businessmen, professionals, right? So now they got a businessman, and there's a special bayan for them. So he's explaining, he's a businessman. He's explaining now that he has a problem to go out in Jamaat, you know. So it's a little bit a wealthy class, more affluent. So affluent than this, some protocols. There is protocols now, how to ride the wave, you see. How to ride the wave. You should go, for the 40 days or 2 months, whatever you must go. But now, to go without leaving any ill feelings. You can go, you can just keep crashing, move on, right? You can say, أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ. Yeah, you being the adu now, you can say that, actually. Say that. Okay. But now, how to leave? A little bit of style, and you'll
We'll avoid all the problems, all the bumps and the humps we'll avoid. So he's giving his own account. So I need to go for 4 months or whatever I need to go. But now how to avoid the bumps and the humps? So it's wealth. Husband is also wealthy, she's also wealthy. So wealth is not the criteria. Some places, you give something in the pocket, something in the hand, it works, right? But everywhere, that's not the solution. So now, how you must work the solution? How you must work it out? See, so when you got that figure, put some thoughts in your mind. So he went to sleep. Now his wife came to sleep. So now, in about 10 minutes, he's ordering dreamland. Like as though he received his friend. Hey, Musa, hey, I'm so excited to meet you. Where you lost all his talking his dream. But you have to be a good pretender, actually. We, in the first line, there'll be a smoke on the face. And she'll cackle. But you have to be a good actor, then you can play the game. So, you know, you went to China for some business, or how was it? So he's asking, how's life and all, how's marital life, raising up? My wife is like a hoor, the hoor of Jannat. You know, millions of people can't find a woman like that. In every respect, in the food, in the khidmat, in everything. But she would have been the queen of all the hoors. There's only one thing. Now she's anxious to hear what she's getting to. See, a little bit of drama, but you can get your work done. But I say that everything you can't do it. Says, you know, when I go to Jamaat, she feels very upset, you know. And I can't blame her. You know, she got so much of respect for me. Next morning, she says, I'm going to Jamaat. A little bit of style and how you can overcome a hurdle. Allah Tawfiq.